Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3, number 1.
All right, the Big 3 here, and nothing bigger right now than the Houston Astros. Clint, they are now in first place after annihilating the Chicago White Sox, who came into town with the best record in the American League, and they beat them in a four-game sweep. 27-8 is the run total there. Pitching was great. The offense was great. The bullpen stepped up. They were dominant this weekend. We might have to start saying to ourselves, this may be the best team in baseball, Clint.
I don't know who's better right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at that starting rotation and you look at that lineup, and hell, you Stanek and Presley been pretty impressive lately on the back end. Man, you're gonna be hard pressed to find one that's better. But the bullpen obviously is an issue. I'm not ready to put that completely to bed.
No, I'm with you on that.
But damn, man, right now the Astros they're looking really good. And I tell you what, they beat the brakes off of arguably the best team in the American League, and they did it four games straight. You know, it's one thing to beat a team, you know, one game or two out of three, or beat them twice in a little two-game series. When you get a four-game series mid-year and you beat the brakes off of them, it's pretty damn convincing.
And I think the big game to me in the sweep was game two, the game where Luis Garcia was toe-to-toe with Carlos Rendon. One of the best pitchers in the game, and they win here late there with Yuli and Yordan coming together to give them the game winner. That to me was like, all right, they can win different ways, right? They're like last year's Texans team. They're going to win one way, and that was Deshaun putting on his cape. They weren't going to win a game where they handed the thing off and they were able to dominate in the run. Like, they didn't win multiple ways. The Astros, they showed, all right, we can win in a pitching battle.
Yep.
We can win in a pitching battle. We can go up with our bullpen, can come out and then, you know, hey, get a runner on and bam, you know, and that's how it went. We can win 2-1 games. They don't all have to be 10-2, although the rest of the games were. They don't all have that. That was the impressive one, is showing they can win in different ways.
What's the best phrase to fit what the Astros did this week? Is it beat the brakes off of, beat them like a drum? Well, what's the best phrase to go there? I mean, I'm a big fan of beat the brakes off of somebody.
I like mollywop.
Mollywop's a good one. Yeah, mollywop's like a good one.
I like mollywop.
The text
what about
line
your
will
classic
be great
skull
for this
drug?
One. Oh, skull drug
that's
is
your
a good
classic.
One.
That's your classic.
I save that for football most of the time, that's definitely a good one. This would be great for the text line, 713-572-4610. What's the best phrase to fit what the Astros just did to the White Sox, sweeping them four straight games, outscoring them 27-8? Really, there wasn't a weak moment. Maybe the lineup, I guess, when Rendon was – just impossible to hit there for a few innings.
They hung in there, though. I mean, they hung in.
He had that game right there. I think there was total of six pitchers in that game. Three for each team, I think. The White Sox may have had four, but I think it was 3-3.
Everybody was struck out.
And all six of them jokers had them hitters off balance. Now, that was impressive. I mean, six different pitchers.
Presley came in and struck out the side. Stanek got him, too.
Stanek got him.
Struck out in his one inning.
I mean, damn, it was impressive. So,
but they hung in there. That's what happens. Really good pitching, and they got to the bullpen
yeah.
of the White Sox, which is one of the best in baseball.
And you end up getting a W. I mean, so, yeah, no. I'm just saying if there was a concerned moment, maybe it was then, but
gouged their eyeballs out.
That's
and gruesome. Skull. Okay,
yeah, I know.
I like thumped them.
Took them to the woodshed. That's a good one.
Took them to the woodshed.
The woodshed's a good one.
Gave them a shellacking.
You like thumped them? Is that really what you like? Is that because the thumbs up, gig them thing? And that's kind of like
maybe that
the thumb
maybe
is
that
you're kind of fond of a thumb.
That's not very Baytown of you.
Thump.
I prefer gave them a nice shellacking.
Okay, the woodshed's a good one. The woodshed's a good one.
Woodshed's a good one. Yeah.
The other one that sounds kind of like skull drugging. That's a good one too.
That one.
You're not gonna like that one, Clint.
What?
Someone said beat him like a redheaded stepchild.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
All right. Yeah.
I'm all right with that. I got beat when I was little.
There's more.
I wasn't a stepchild, but I was redheaded and got beat, so I can understand it.
# Ginger Nation.
More updating. Dusty Baker is actually speaking with the media, but our guy Tyler is so quick and fast with it. There's an update on Kyle Tucker. He was hit with the question, hey, when do you see him coming back? How long do you see Kyle Tucker still being out?
Sometime mid to late this week. You know, we're trying to get his strength back, trying to get his weight up, and before he goes out there, you know, in the heat and trying to get his strength back together. So he's coming along fine. Say he's a little bored, which is to be expected. And, you know, he's not that far off, I don't think.
There you go. So Kyle Tucker, another one take your time with, but it'll be big when he returns. And if anyone's wondering, Carlos Correa is back in the six hole. Los is back in the six hole, and Chaz McCormick has somehow gotten himself back up to the two spot. I thought Abraham Toro was definitely going to go up there, but nope. Toro is the protection.
You could have won your two drinks back because I would have definitely put Toro in the three hole tonight.
I'm just gonna be.
I would have had Brantley in the two, Toro in the three tonight, boy. Yes, indeed.
You would have taken that bet.
I'd have lost my two drinks back, but it looks like I still got two free ones from you.
I guess so. I'm still a little upset. I did not know crawfish done.
Done.
When do we get to claim those drinks?
That's setback. That's why yours are.
Whoa!
Reason's right when you're talking like that. That's why your drinks are well.
Whoa!
Kentucky Taverns, what you?
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right. Latest here with the Deshaun Watson situation. We heard the attorney for the 22 plaintiffs filing lawsuits against Deshaun, Tony Busby. He spoke on Instagram, and the big thing from him Friday, as we discussed, he said he doesn't see that there is a settlement anytime soon. Rusty Harden comes back, and he spoke over the weekend saying that the NFL has yet to interview the quarterback as it investigates whether Watson violated the league's personal conduct policy. That, I mean, we obviously keep wondering, and I know Mike Florio was saying, when is the league going to take care of business? When is the league going to make a decision with this? Well, obviously, that's not going to be made until they have an interview and sit down and bring Deshaun Watson to New York. I mean, Clint, training camp is on the horizon. It feels like that has to be something that's going to be coming soon.
Yeah, look, I think the point that Harden's making or that he makes about the NFL is yet to interview the quarterback as it investigates whether Watson violated the league's personal conduct policy. I would imagine that's hinging more on the fact that the Houston Police Department, the district attorney here in Houston, has yet to decide on the criminal complaints that have been filed on Deshaun Watson, whether they're going to pursue a criminal case on Deshaun Watson, right? And officially, you know, pursue a criminal case on Deshaun Watson. I would imagine that has more to do with what the NFL's timeline is or isn't than a potential settlement or something of that nature. Look, I think that there is I think there's already enough that the NFL knows to warrant him being put on the commissioner's exempt list. Like, I don't think.
Oh, they, most definitely.
So that's the decision to me that the NFL should make before the season starts, before training camp starts. We're a month away from training camp, so I would guess they got 3 weeks to do that. And if the HPD or the district attorney decides to pursue the criminal complaints, pursue the criminal charges, then the decision would be made for Roger Goodell, and it's taken off of his shoulders. I would imagine either way that those two are more closely related, and I would think that a decision by the NFL is going to be made either whether the NFL has investigated or not, or whether the criminal complaints have been addressed or not. I think they're going to do it before training camp starts.
I'm still a bit surprised that they haven't interviewed him yet. I know there's no rush to it. This has been March since they have started their investigation.
Right.
And I'm just surprised that they have not reached the point yet where.
Yeah, I'm surprised as well.
Let's get him in here and talk with him, because if you would feel like they've got enough time to investigate everything that they need to know. I'm just curious, maybe there's stuff still out there that they're saying to themselves, well, we still need to find this out before we speak to him. Yeah. So it'll be interesting. That's something that we should and you should really be keeping your eye out, is when we ever hear Roger Goodell is meeting with Deshaun Watson in New York on this date, because that could really signal what the NFL is going to do.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, NBA playoffs. Actually, I'd say Saturday night was potentially the best night or games of or the game of the NBA playoffs right now. And some people are calling maybe the finals the Bucks and the Nets. They go to overtime. Kevin Durant with 48 and Giannis with 40. I can't believe they won that game. That's a game that the Bucks always lose. They seem to be a team that's not ready to win that game. But I give them credit. They came back and won that game on the road. James Harden clearly was not himself again and hobbled. Didn't give Kevin Durant enough help, but a great game, and the Bucks got to give them credit, because that's just not one they normally win.
But that's crazy to think that team with that talent going into the playoffs ended up leaning as heavily as they did on KD, man. I mean, it was one of those, he had zero help. And even when the opportunity came for guys to make shots, they just didn't make shots down the stretch. And they should have never been put in a position where he had to make a two-pointer, which was a damn toenail away from being a three-pointer, to put the game into overtime. They should have never got to that point. I mean, they had literally the Bucks coming out in down the stretch, and then coming out in overtime were cold as ever.
I mean, yes.
And Durant was single-handedly keeping them in the game. Well,
that team is so built around those three, Durant, Kyrie, and Harden. And what they all had to give up to get them all three there, then it makes your team weaker. And now when you got, you know, one and a half of them out there playing, it makes that team a lot different. Now you got to hope Blake Griffin can get you into double figures. And when you got if you got to depend on that down the stretch, that's, you know, that's not
sure.
You're hoping he's a complimentary guy.
Yep.
That you didn't have to depend on that one. Dusty Baker is speaking to the media, and he has said something that if I'm an Astros fan, I don't like one bit, and I hope somebody gets to him and changes his thought process on this. We'll let you hear what that is next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Oh, Dusty Baker. Oh, Dusty. I just try to defend you so much.
You reading my face?
Yeah, I am. Dusty Baker, who spoke with the media earlier today, and we know today is the start where, all right, they could start checking pitchers for any kind of substances, and you could start, you know, seeing guys get not just ejected from that game but suspended for 10 days. And Dusty was hit with the question of, hey, are you someone who will check for pitchers? Are you someone who looks at pitchers and thinks, all right, let me see if they have a foreign substance on them?
It wasn't a blind eye. It's like, hey, man, you didn't really make a fuss about it, you know, but it was against the rules. So, you know, we'll see. So what's your question?
I guess you as a manager, would you make a big fuss about it if you saw it was obvious on an opposing pitcher? Would you ask an umpire to check an opposing pitcher?
Probably not. You know what I mean? You know, I'm from a different generation. You know what I'm saying? So probably not. You just open a can of worms because they're going to check yours, and then it's a never-ending cycle of things of distractions.
God, I wish I could have seen his face while he was saying that. And he said, I'm from a different generation. No, I don't understand that. Why aren't you checking?
Well, I mean, I don't care whether you do or you don't, but you don't want to show your cards, right? You don't want to tell. What's the guy's name that's pitching tonight for the Baltimore Orioles? You don't want to tell the Orioles, hey man, y'all feel free to lather that thing up with whatever kind of spider tack you got, because the old school different generation manager, the Astros, are currently employing. He's not going to ask you about it. That's my deal. I don't care whether you do or not. I don't know that it's smart to broadcast that you're not.
I'm bothered by it. I think you got to take advantage of the rule, or not even just take advantage. I mean, if you're going to have the upper hand, if they're going to have the upper hand and they're doing something, you can see this guy's got something on his hands. Like, you got to go out there, as you said, man. You can't play against. Maybe you don't like the rule. Maybe you're old school, and I get that. All right, but damn, like, you can't just have your team at a disadvantage. And like you just said, everybody now knows. All right, shoot, here we go.
I mean, it's less of a risk versus the Astros because Dusty Baker's old school and don't want to open that can of worms. I don't know that that's the best way to approach this thing. I don't know that it's. And there'll be some managers out there that just go overboard with I would imagine asking the umpire to check and get carried away with it and probably turn it into a bigger deal than it needs to be, which because it is Major League Baseball, they have a tendency to do that. Some way, shape, or form, they're going to step on their own, you know, they're going to step in their own mess somehow. Yeah. I'm with you. I don't like the fact that Dusty's just announcing just everybody there's less of a chance he's going.
He said, you know what I mean? Like, no.
He did it with the, you know what
you
I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? No, I don't.
He's been hanging with Cooks.
I don't know what you're saying.
I greatly appreciate, more so than the next probably, I greatly appreciate Dusty's approach. Like, I really loved that audio right there. That did it for me. Just the way Dusty, I could see his face and him just matter.
But you're not a fan of what.
I'm not a fan of what was coming out of his mouth.
I know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Dusty, and I just don't appreciate it.
Ain't online.
There you go. Dusty's going to have to emphasize, put a little more Dirty South in it.
I'm just saying. I watched the NBA playoffs yesterday, Game 7, and maybe Nate McMillan, the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, maybe he doesn't love the, hey, you can just go down and foul people every time to just stop the game. Maybe he's not a fan. Maybe that's not how he remembered playing of the Hack-a-Shack? When he was playing for the Seattle Supersonics. But if there's a rule in place where you could just keep sending Ben Simmons to the free throw line, who has no lick of confidence at all, rather than getting Joel Embiid the ball or Curry easy shots, take advantage of it. Take advantage of the rule. And I better be damned, though, if Dusty will say, you think he would stand firm on if somebody went to check one of his pitchers, you think he'd stand firm on it and say, well, you know, I'm not checking. I'm not checking any of theirs. I'm not opening up that.
I think if there's a chance for the Astros to gain an advantage, I think he's going to be as quick as anybody
you
to
do.
Go, hey, man, check the ball. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm from a different generation.
I hope so, but he's from a different generation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he has a choice, but.
I wonder, is this a under-the-table handshake agreement?
With the managers?
Yes. I wonder, is this a, you know what, hey, just keep playing the way we've played. The umpire could go out there if it's so obvious and check. But it's generally going to come from another manager's request.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the way they've done it in the past is, and now I don't know if they wouldn't be able to discipline the pitcher at the time, but they were collecting balls and finding foreign substances on the ball. So I don't know if they'd be able to tell who it came from, but they'll be able to tell it was there in hindsight. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how all this crap works out. It's interesting with Major League Baseball right now with this mid-season change and the injury aspect of it and you know how it impacts the hitters and the pitchers and hell, the managers, as we're discussing right now. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see how it unfolds.
Yeah, man. I can't wait. Like we said, tonight is the first night where umpires, managers can check other pitchers. Roy Oswalt, former Houston Astro. I mean, he got real spicy to today's pitchers in some audio over the weekend. This is what Roy Oswalt had to say in terms of these pitchers complaining about the not being able to use these substances.
I don't see it anyway as putting anything on a ball. That's just me, you know, because you play the game by the rules. You don't change the rules for your advantage. And if you can't grab the ball, that's your personal problem. Somebody else can do it, and you can't. That's your own problem. So I always played the game as the game was written to play. I didn't play the game and try to change it into my advantage. I never altered the game by, you know, cheating to be able to make the ball move more. I thought, me personally, I had enough talent and stuff to outdo the guy at the plate no matter what. And these guys are complaining because they're not getting to cheat at a game. That's just setting a different standard for everyone that's trying to get up, you know, through the minor leagues, you know, seeing these big-name guys doing this.
All right, that was former Houston Astro Roy Oswalt saying he's not about it. We've heard so many pitchers complaining. First off, I would love if he and Dusty just were sitting down and having conversations on a daily basis, those two. Those two would have some fantastic conversations.
You know what I'm saying?
I wonder how many, like what the percentage, you wouldn't be able to tell how many specifically, but what, like the percentage of pitchers over the last, say, 40 or 50 years, like what's the percentage of pitchers that were using something? Even the, because I love the way that people just talk about the pine tar and sunscreen, kind of like it's just no big deal. Like it's a big deal. It is a big deal. Like I understand it's been part of the game for a long time, but you're gaining an advantage with a foreign substance. I mean, it's no different than gaining an advantage with steroids. It's no different. You're still gaining an advantage that you don't naturally have.
Yes.
I mean, it's it is interesting. I agree with Roy the way that
yeah, you can't grip the base.
Look, I'm not knocking people for doing it. If it were allowed and people were doing it and they weren't disciplined for it, so be it. I mean, do what you got to do. But to now be disappointed because of how MLB is handling it is when it's clearly, blatantly breaking the rules, that is an interesting mindset to have.
Yeah, and the way that Roy was just talking about it, like some of these guys are absolutely defeated in their mind. Like, I can't do it without it.
Right.
You can't grip the baseball without it. You can't grip the baseball. Like how long? Like how
to hear old boy? Who was that?
Tyler Glasnow.
Glasnow, yeah.
He's got Tommy John because of it.
Give me a break.
Come on now. I wonder what Roy was thinking when he heard him say that. We had Tony Gwynn on our Odyssey MLB Insider. He said, "I think that's a stretch."
Right. I think it's a stretch. I mean, Glasnow was. Hey, look, he was pretty convincing, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he believes in himself. It'll be really intriguing to see if we see a huge change in pitchers' performance from this. Oh, and yeah. I feel like a lot of it is going to be in their head.
It must have impacted this White Sox pitchers this weekend really, really bad.
Except
for Rodon. I mean, he was an absolute beast. But I mean, as big as that sucker is, he don't need he damn sure don't need nothing to hold to grip the ball. But it must have really hurt three of the four pitchers.
Yeah, three, and some of those guys in the bullpen. But good God Almighty, we'll see about that. All right, your chance to win $1,000 coming up at 3:45. So don't miss that. We're about 15 minutes away for your chance to win $1,000. And the latest here with Deshaun Watson, the latest news happening. His lawyer has made a statement and. He's actually put out a video as well. So the latest on what's happening with Deshaun Watson. That's next.
I'm from a different generation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
Your chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 10 minutes. So make sure you are locked and loaded. And the latest here, the Deshaun Watson situation is starting to at least end a bit of its silence. Tony Busby, the attorney for the 22 women who have lawsuits filed against Deshaun, spoke Friday, and Rusty Harden responded. But one of the other things, Deshaun Watson, Clint, has put out an Instagram post. There were some little video stories that go away that he had posted a couple, maybe a month or so ago, but this one is his latest post for the first time in months about him training, showing him he was training. I think a lot of the speculation is there, oh, there has to mean something with that. This must mean he's showing out for other teams. Did you pull anything from that more than just him just training?
No, I don't know if there's an agenda behind him posting workout videos on social media or not. I don't think it's a bad idea to let everybody know that you're still alive and that you're doing quarterback centric things in your workouts and you appear to be in really, really good shape. I don't think it's a bad thing either way, and I don't know if there's an agenda there in terms of letting other teams know or not. But I can tell you it doesn't surprise me. I mean, one thing Deshaun Watson has always been is completely 100% aware of the need to work tirelessly at the quarterback, honing his quarterback skill set. And whether it's immediately following a game or it's in season, out of season, regardless of when it is, regardless of what specifically he's working on, he is completely aware, 100% aware of the importance of his athletic ability not being enough. He's 100% aware of what we do as quarterbacks is not a natural they're not natural movements in any way, shape, or form. So you have to rep them. You have to stay on top of them, consistently work them. You have to perfect them. And then keep him from getting rusty. And so not a surprise at all that he's grinding and doing very, very quarterback-specific things in his workouts.
Because the thought would be, all right, he's trying to let teams know that, hey, I'm still good. I'm still ready. I'm still working on things. I mean, I wonder how realistic it is that teams out there or decision makers, let's say for the Dolphins or the Eagles or the Broncos, how concerned they are that Deshaun Watson wouldn't be ready to go if they traded for him, wouldn't be a guy that is in the proper shape, wouldn't be a guy that's ready to go. I mean, if that is the reasoning behind it, I wonder how many teams would suspect that Deshaun, they would need to see that. Like this video is something they would need to see.
I don't think they would need to see it. I think they do see it first and foremost. Yeah. If there is an agenda behind it, I do think they do see it, yes. But I don't think they need to see it because I'm just to be completely honest with you, with what Deshaun's shown at the NFL level, there's no team out there that's in need of a quarterback that would turn down an out of shape Deshaun Watson or rusty Deshaun Watson.
I mean, it had to look like Jamarcus Russell.
This kid's, look, that it would have to be just an absolute neglect for over a year for him to get in any kind of shape where teams would look at it and frown upon it and not want his services. He's that level good where teams don't need to know whether he's working out or not to pursue him when the timing's right. It's probably refreshing for them to see, and I think it's a huge plus for Deshaun Watson in football circles in terms of his reputation, because I think people in the football circles understand exactly what I just said in a sense of this is a dude that gets it. Like this is a dude that doesn't wait for the off season so he can just flat ass kick it and put a football down and not think about football for 3 or 4 months. That's not the way he's wired. He's going to work very specifically, consistently throughout the offseason, and this is no different.
As we were talking about the latest on Deshaun, I've seen this on the text line that Deshaun has had a lot going on. Maybe he hasn't been able to do a lot of football. It was good to see that. And when I would say that, especially in terms of how other teams would view, like, I mean, I bet you Deshaun has probably done more in this offseason than he has in regular ones because, I mean, there's not a lot of endorsement stuff to do. There's not a lot of outside other stuff. He probably is not in a space where he wants to be out and having a chance to be have pictures and videoed. I bet you it is Rusty Harden and the case, and where we are every day, and then Quincy Avery and whoever is his team to work out and train. Bet you that's what it's been since March for him.
Well, I would imagine so. The only difference for Deshaun that was very difficult for me is he's doing it on his own. You know, like in the past, you go work out with Quincy Avery a few times a week in the off season, and Saturday a couple times a month, you get together with your receivers and get some throwing in. You're working 3 or 4 days a week in the off season. It's perfect. You're staying on top of everything. You're progressing, developing if you need to. You're honing consistently. Now the difference is that there's other quarterbacks that are needing to throw with these receivers and gathering these receivers, and so you're literally on your own.
Yeah, I was gonna say, who's he throwing to? Yeah.
Well, they'll have plenty of guys, high school kids to throw to, and with Deshaun, you could literally pay free agent receivers to come out there and live in Atlanta and throw 3 days a week or 4 days a week if you needed to. They'll make it happen, but it's just he's got to make it happen. Like, he's got to make it a point to live somewhere, to schedule all of his food and schedule all of his workouts and schedule all the throwing sessions and schedule any kind of training that he needs, and training in terms of strained muscles or anything of that nature. You know, those are all things that are at your fingertips here in Houston. If you're living here in Houston in the offseason, which Deshaun did, I mean, you can go to the facility at any point in time to watch film, to get any kind of treatment that you need, to throw with your guys, to lift with your guys. He's not doing that. Like, right now, he's having to coordinate all those things or pay somebody to coordinate those things for him, which is not a difficult thing to do. It's just totally different than leaning on an NFL franchise, an NFL organization, to do all of those things for you. Like, literally, when you're living in Houston in the offseason, you wake up and you know what time you're going to go walk in the facility, and everything else in your day is thoughtless. Like, hey, fellas, where are we eating and hanging tonight? You know, that's the extent of your – because otherwise, the team's going to tell you if you need to be at treatment at a certain time. Mm-hmm. The team's going to tell you when your group's lifting, and immediately following that, you're going to go out and throw with your receivers. I mean, everything is
throughout
bang, bang, bang.
The offseason, that's how that
is. Yeah, I mean, if you want it to be, which – and if you're in Houston, yeah. Well, there's certain guys that'll leave and go do something else, but for Deshaun living here, yeah, that would be his routine. Now, he may spend a week in Atlanta, and that's one off, and he's throwing with different guys. But for the most part, a good chunk of his offseason would be spent somewhere like Houston, where he literally walks into the facility and he's got everything right there at his fingertips. Now, he's got to find those things, and he's got to schedule those things consistently until this stuff gets worked out. That's a different monster in itself. Not that Deshaun isn't capable of doing it, and his group isn't capable of doing it for him. It's just a total different monster.
Yeah, I would imagine, especially what you're talking about, like we talked about, he may be getting more in than normal, because that's probably got to be the space where he is. Like, he's probably running to go train, running to play ball, because that's probably the what it was.
It's a safe place. I mean, that's an athlete's safe place, man. I mean, is the one place that. I mean, it's well documented, Deshaun Watson's upbringing and some of the things he had to fight through and, get through. And the one place that was always a quote-unquote safe place for him was the football field. And so it's no different now than he's in some legal issues, and it's constantly on his mind. I'm sure he's constantly fielding questions about what's going on, when, where, how. And when he gets in that weight room or gets on that turf to throw, nothing else matters. The phone shut off, and any communication with anybody in his world at that moment in time is about football. And so, yeah, I would imagine that he's spending a couple of extra hours a day doing those football things simply because the other stuff is no fun to deal with.
Yeah. Clint Sterner and the show here with you on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610, the latest on Deshaun Watson. All right, now it's that time, your time to win $1,000. Let's put a grand in your hand. Let's get it done. So text this code word MUTE for your chance to win $1,000. Text MUTE, MUTE, to 72881. MUTE, MUTE, to 72881. Nationwide entrance. We'll have until the top of the hour to text MUTE to 72881. Message and data rates apply. We're putting a grand in your hand powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today. That's BetQL, B-E-T-Q-L, mute, M-U-T-E, to 72881. And listen, it pays to listen to Sports Radio 610.
Literally.
It really does. It really does. Ask Gerald. It pays to listen to Sports Radio 610. And I, you know what, Clint, I'm starting to get a little ticked off. I need somebody
to
win this $1,000 from our show in particular.
That's right, because Gerald did win, what was that? Two Fridays ago.
Yeah.
Gerald from right here in Houston, he won $1,000 on Sports Radio 610. He was listening to, or he won it during Payne and Pendergast. I'm assuming he was listening to their show as well, which I don't blame him. It's really, really good stuff. And so Payne and Pendergast ultimately, Sports Radio 610 has a winner, and we're all proud to own that. But ultimately, Payne and Pendergast, they have the winner. We got a little inside competition going here. The score is 1 Payne and Pendergast, 0 In the Loop, and 0 Clint Sterner in the show. So absolutely, it literally pays to listen to Sports Radio 610. And damn it, we need it to pay listening to Clint Sterner and the show. So make sure you text MUTE, M-U-T-E, to 72881.
Not us.
To have a chance. Yeah, not us. To have a chance to win $1,000. And tell your friends, tell your family about it, man. Get them on board. They'll thank you later.
Yep, every day, 3:45 to 4:45 and 4:45, your next chance to win $1,000.
Two times.
4:35. Clint, listen, we have our text chain between the three of us.
Yep.
And I'm curious, did you agree with our trusty producer, Tyler Milner, as he texted us, and I'll say it correctly. He texted us Saturday night during the Nets Bucks game that James Harden was being weak, is weak. That's how I put it.
We're bringing it back to Ace Channel.
Did you agree? Because I could feel it blistering through the text message. I thought, I know that I can, I have this real unique quality that I can easily get under Tyler's skin. I've learned that. And so I decided not to respond. Did you feel like James Harden was weak when you were watching that game this weekend?
I feel like James Harden is, he shrinks in big moments. I've felt that way long term. I felt like there was an opportunity to knock down a shot late in that game and he didn't do it.
He misses open three. Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, when I watch James Harden play, regardless of what team he's with, I do have a, like I'm not frustrated is not the right word, but just a certain level of pissed offness that's just like the shrinking in the big moment.
That feels pretty comparable to frustrated.
I live to answer your question. I'm beating around the bush. I live somewhere between you and Tyler. I didn't look at that and go, oh, here we go, James Harden again, shrinking in the moment. But I did find myself, my mind wondering too. I mean, even when you're hurt and you're playing with the best player on the planet and you get an open look in a big moment, you don't knock down a shot. I probably lean more towards Tyler than you. I didn't look at that effort in that game I watched and go, man, this guy's a warrior, man.
Oh yeah,
smart.
I didn't look at it that way.
Yeah, no. James. Yeah, he was to me. He. Like, yeah, and because I saw some people saying there's James avoiding the big moment. And I'm thinking to myself, should he be taking shots from Kevin Durant? I mean, shouldn't it, down the stretch, like there were times before with the Rockets, you were like, God, he's being passive and letting somebody else take it. When, no, Eric Gordon should be taking those shots because you're the best player on the team. But a grade 2 hamstring strain from James Harden, with Kevin Durant playing the way he was, Kevin Durant should have been taking those shots down the stretch.
Add it to the list.
But what he did, Tyler, is the absolute opposite of what you said he was. Soft or weak or whatever word that you actually did use. The absolute opposite of it. 53 minutes on One leg, 53 minutes on one leg.
Easy with your LeBron flop and stuff.
Same outcome.
He wasn't on one leg, what I watched. I'm not saying he wasn't hurt, but it's a little bit of a stretch. Game seven, I didn't see game five that you saw that you said. Game seven, come on, man.
All of those.
One leg.
He was not anywhere close to
himself. I'll give you that. He didn't have that gear to go to the rack the way that he typically did, that we've seen him in the past. But one leg. Come on, man.
He was clearly.
That's a LeBron fan of the flop, if I ever heard one.
It's not a LeBron fan of anything. It is just accurate. I mean, that is generally a four-week injury that you sit out for.
Just add it to the list of excuses for James.
Okay, I mean, excuses, you could keep calling. Absolutely the opposite. In the last two games, he played 139 minutes of 149 available.
And the outcome is the same as it is every year in the playoffs. James Harden eliminated.
Okay, I mean, this is, if you can admit, Tyler, this is just your crazy fandom in it. If you can admit that, because no one realistically looks at what James Harden could put forth and would then just say, oh, this is the same as those other years where he stunk. James Harden couldn't drive the basketball. He was down to two things. Let me bait you into a foul, which he was able to pull off 10 times. Or get to the line 10 times, or step back threes. That's where he was. He was not anywhere near his normal self. So, I mean,
the performance that he put forth was very similar to what we see year in and year out from him in the playoffs. So maybe he just has blown up hamstrings every playoffs and just doesn't tell anybody.
Like I said, man, if you can admit honestly, this is just your fandom going through in a major way, that's one thing. Because nobody realistically will look at those games and say, wow, that's another when James Harden is weak.
I don't know, man.
He was weak there. That's the Harden we saw against the Spurs. No.
Box score is very similar.
What do you think about this, though? Here's my, not necessarily on Harden, but like LeBron came out and was talking about how the injuries are a part of them cranking back up early.
Soft.
And then all of a sudden today, I'm seeing where all these guys are agreeing to go play in the Olympics.
Yeah, James is agreeing to go play in the Olympics.
Not just James. James, and then Durant. I can't remember who else. But no, my serious question, like my thought was just like, damn, what are we doing?
I think they want to play for their country. And I think they see that as an importance every 4 years. So I think they see
I get that. But how do you, I mean, when is it?
Oh, it's coming up this summer. Yeah, it's coming up.
So, I mean, that's my deal. It's like, how do you come out with a strong stance about the injuries being caused because there wasn't enough rest, and then immediately on the back end of it, when you're going to get hit with another short off season, you're going to go play in the Olympics. That can't bode well for those guys' health next year, right?
No, I would say not. I mean, it's just, hey, we're going to play for our country, so that we say that trumps, you know, getting the rest for some of those. Kyrie's not going to. He's going to sit it out because of his injury. But
LeBron should just focus on making some movies.
Playing? No, LeBron's not playing it. He's done enough.
He needs to focus on getting one of them Golden Globes.
He's won his three. He's done enough.
He's going to go make some movies.
He can move past on this. All right, Clint Sterner's Football at 4 coming up, and a team that we thought could be a destination, a trade destination for Deshaun Watson. They may have some things that could stop that. We'll discuss that next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.